Let's take just a second to tell you who all these good-looking boys are up here. Along with the other two. We have, for your listening and dancing enjoyment tonight, friends, on the bass, the nudist member. Sorry. Hang on. All that money for the hair and the teeth still don't work. The newest member of the Sam Bush Band, we are proud to introduce you. His first, is this your first time in Bowling Green or outside Bowling Green? It is? Nah, come on. We'll give it up for him because he originally comes from Cleveland, Tennessee. Equally talented on the bass fiddle or his fine five-string electric bass, and we are really enjoying his musicianship. Give it up for the pride of Cleveland, Tennessee, Mr. Todd Parks. On the drums, ladies and gentlemen, possibly the only drummer in show business that really doesn't require a drum riser, even though Tony Lindsay got him one.
Thanks, Tony. You're fired.
He spent 13 years with Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Is that right? I'm sorry, I got it totally wrong. He owns 13 Bruce Springsteen albums. But he can play any kind of music, friends, as you will notice or have noticed throughout the evening. And we can try anything as long as we get to play with Mr. Chris Brown on the drums. On the guitar, and he plays a fine guitar. It's made by Sim Daly. It's a Daly. It's really a fine guitar. On the fine harmony vocals, and he'll play electric guitar a little bit later, sing a little bit of lead for you later. And by golly, his lovely wife Yana is here tonight with their 10-month-old son, Sammy. So we welcome them here. Welcome to Bowling Green to them. Wonderful musician, Mr. Stephen Mogin. No. And on the five-string banjo, he just played his banjo synthesizer for you. Wonderful harmony singer, but when it comes to the five-string, he just might be the king. I'm telling you, it doesn't get any better than Mr. Scott Vestal on the five-string banjo. Here's a tune that thank the mayor for our lovely introduction. And this one, she spoke of our IBMA, the International Bluegrass Music Association. We were surprised and thrilled that this tune is nominated for Instrumental of the Year in their categories, as well as the band is nominated for the Instrumental Group of the Year. So by golly, Chris Brown is nominated as a drummer for a Bluegrass Award. about time, Chris. All right, here's a tune, and once again, Lynn and I like to go down to the Gulf Coast of Florida, and that's where we met our friends Dred Clampett quite a few years ago, and we were out in their neck of the woods. There's a little beach that's between Santa Rosa Beach and Grayton Beach, and we were actually riding our bicycles out to go listen to Dred Clampett out in Grayton Beach one Sunday afternoon, where they sometimes play at the Red Bar out there. Check them out if you're ever down there. And that's where we found out what is one of the highest peaks in Florida. After renting bicycles, after not having ridden one for about 22 years, try it out sometime, you'll love it. And find out one of the highest peaks, certainly in that area. I guess the elevation is probably, I don't know, good 75, 80 feet. So it's named after the beach there. This is called Blue Mountain.